USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda for the first time in his presidency.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Colonel Andrew Barr, the director of the hospital, and it's my distinct honor and privilege to welcome you back to the President's Hospital, the flagship of military medicine. So,
well, you guys have been, as Megan can tell you, it's been a great deal for my family.
Yes, sir.
My son, Bo, after a year in Iraq, came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. He took care of him in his final days with great grace and dignity.
President Biden on Friday met with 5 wounded service members and staff. He also toured the hospital's vaccination clinic. The S&P 500 had its worst week in 3 months. It was down 73 points on Friday. The Dow was off 620 points and the NASDAQ fell 266. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
It's a single dose, but not nearly as effective. Johnson & Johnson said Friday that their COVID vaccine is safe and 66% effective in treating the virus. The effectiveness of the vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are more than 94%. The first coronavirus variant from South Africa has turned up in the States.
The CDC is reporting South Carolina has the first known U.S. COVID-19 case of a fast-spreading variant discovered in South Africa. Although easier to spread, there is no indication it's deadlier. Moderna, Pfizer, and now Novavax have each reported that their vaccines, while still effective, offer less protection against the South African variant, which means a lower efficacy rate somewhere between 60 and 85.6%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investigators are looking into the cause of a deadly liquid nitrogen leak at a poultry plant in Gainesville, Georgia. 6 employees of Foundation Food Group were killed and 3 others are said to be in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A 3-member panel of circuit court judges appointed by former President Trump have granted U.S. border officials permission to resume deporting unaccompanied children who are apprehended along the border without the company of their parent or legal guardian. But it's unclear if the Biden administration will choose to do so. The judges ruled Friday to block a lower court order. An estimated 13,000 unaccompanied migrant children were removed from U.S. soil before a court order last November ordered the Trump administration to stop. Republicans are taking action to block Democrats from packing the Supreme Court. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and a handful of his Republican colleagues are reintroducing a constitutional amendment that would mandate the Supreme Court have 9 justices, seeking to block any future attempts by President Biden or his successors to expand the court. Rubio telling Fox News,
"This is where their radical base is demanding, and so that was their plan and their intent all along, and I think we have to be prepared for it. And if that's not the case, if they are not, in fact, planning to do it, then they should be supporting the constitutional amendment that I'm offering, which would make the number that we have now on the court permanent. Taken to its absurd conclusion, if a new administration, every time they come in, they don't like the composition of the court, they'll just keep adding justices. We could, you know, at some point have 25 members of the Supreme Court. That would be absurd, but that's the direction we could head here if we don't put a stop to it now."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.